little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
The next topic is HIV counseling. Nancy, 16 years old, wants a HIV test. She had her first sexual experience yesterday. She didn't use a condom.
Doctor, my biology teacher told me that I should always use a condom to protect me from HIV, but I didn't have one, and it was just the heat of the moment. Okay, I was drunk. No, I don't know the guy. I'll probably never see him again, but I really want a HIV test.
Thanks, Nancy. It must be difficult for you to come and talk about these things. And maybe we could come back to the drinking as well and the risky behaviour. But with regard to HIV in this country, it's mainly spread by having unprotected sex. To a lesser extent, it's also spread by sharing dirty needles. It's easy enough for us to do an HIV test, usually with a blood test and sometimes with a saliva test. But if we decide that it's worthwhile testing, we'd probably want to repeat the test again in 3 months' time because it doesn't always show up straight away. Is there anything else you want to know at this stage?
Well, if I've caught HIV, can you cure it?
Well, the chances of you actually catching HIV from a single exposure are remote. Even if your partner had the virus, the chances of you catching it from a single encounter are about 1 in 1,000.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that's good.
But there is no real cure for HIV, but treatments can give you a normal life expectancy.
Okay.
So ideally, we'd really want to protect you and prevent you from catching HIV. In future, it would be very wise to always use a condom, especially when it's with people that are slightly more likely to be infected.
Yeah, I think I will now.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.